Rhode Islanders share connections with many Latin American countries where the Zika virus has spread. That's raising concerns among some residents about whether to postpone travel.
I just got a call from a family that is planning to travel to Mexico to see the Pope, who's going to be in Mexico this weekend.
Dr. Pablo Rodriguez takes care of hundreds of Hispanic patients at his women's health clinics around the state.
Their daughter is pregnant and they want to know if it's safe for them to travel to Mexico.
Rodriguez says he told them that if it were his daughter, he would not take the trip. He says he's getting calls every day from patients worried about Zika. Given the quick spread of the disease to more than 30 countries in Latin America, that's no surprise. An alarming number of babies have been born in those regions with microcephaly. That's a birth defect that happens when the brain doesn't develop the way it should. The link between this birth defect and Zika hasn't been confirmed, but it's concerning enough that the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has recommended women who are pregnant or planning on it avoid travel to Zika-affected areas. The agency also now recommends that all pregnant women who have traveled to these regions be offered a Zika blood test and possibly an ultrasound. Rhode Island's health department has sent word to physicians, but Women and Infants Hospital maternal fetal medicine doctor Brenna Hughes says it's a huge task.
The infrastructure here in Rhode Island is sort of our next big step, and we don't have it sorted out yet. I'm hoping by later today we'll have some sense with working with the Department of Health as to how we are going to do the testing for our pregnant women in the state.
Blood samples will be sent off to CDC labs for testing, but details like how insurance gets billed still have to be worked out. Infectious disease specialists believe most cases of Zika virus are transmitted by a mosquito. Still, there have been some cases of transmission through sexual contact. So what about testing men who've traveled to infested areas? That's not on the list yet, partly because we don't know how long the virus stays in a person's body. Dr. Rebecca Reese is an infectious disease expert with the Rhode Island Health Department.
So that is why we give the advisory about sexual activity among women who are pregnant, maybe pregnant, or want to become pregnant. They should avoid unprotected sexual encounters with any of their male partners who have traveled to that region of the world until we know more about how long it can be transmitted.
So how to deal with this information? Concern, fear, worry? That's all understandable. Microcephaly is a serious birth defect, a heartbreak for families. And given the stream of news stories about Zika...
You've probably never even heard of it, the Zika virus.
The WHO is saying that the mosquito-borne Zika virus will likely spread across the Americas,
in Miami,
including the
warning
USA.
Warning residents about any container with standing water.
They say the virus could eventually spread to 4 million people across the Americas.
Here's what we do know. First, the mosquito that spreads Zika, Aedes aegypti, is mostly found in southern U.S. states. However, the species range has been spreading north, so it makes sense to avoid mosquito bites even during a Rhode Island summer. Next, only about 20% of people infected with the virus develop symptoms, and those are pretty mild, kind of like the flu, but with a rash. The 30-fold uptick in the number of babies born with microcephaly or underdeveloped brains in Brazil is likely to be connected to the pregnant mother's infection with Zika. But scientists are still not sure about that. And that's the big message about Zika. There are still more unknowns than knowns. For example, what about blood transfusions? Are those safe? The Rhode Island Blood Center's Eric St. Peter says blood banks are meeting right now to determine what steps to take to make sure their supply is safe.
We're looking into the guidance from the AABB, which is the American Association of Blood Banks. We're looking for their guidance in the situation, which we're expecting very soon, and we're going to follow what they suggest that we do, obviously, the governing body and the FDA as well.
St. Peter says the blood center already asks donors who have traveled to areas with malaria to postpone their donation. Those areas happen to overlap quite a bit with Zika-affected areas. But, of course, we could learn something new about the Zika virus and seem to every day, like how long the virus persists in the blood. What's clear is that this virus seems to be spreading faster and farther than it ever has before. Scientific minds are training their expertise on a Zika vaccine and how to stop the spread of the virus. Kristen Gourlay, Rhode Island Public Radio.
Healthcare reporting on Rhode Island Public Radio is funded in part by a grant by the Rhode Island Foundation, Rhode Island's only community foundation.